The closure of an indoor skatepark business in Port Coquitlam has disappointed local fans, boarders and riders who wonder where they can go when it rains in the city. Jamie Mate, father of two, says his kids are sad to see the demise of the Lair Indoor Skatepark, 2165-950 Seaborne Avenue, which, for 2 years, has welcomed all ages and skill levels of skateboarding, scootering, and rollerblading. It's an absolute shame that these boys are losing their spot that they spend 2 to 4 hours, sometimes more, every day, said Mate, who would like to see a roofed skate park somewhere in the city. Mate, who monitors an Instagram feed, Poco Skate Club, says there are dozens of Poco kids into the sport who won't have anywhere to go when it rains. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Skate Crew, at Poco Skate Club. Indoor skate parks in other cities. There are a few privately owned indoor skate parks in Surrey and Sawa Sen, while Maple Ridge has one in the Greg Moore Youth Center. But they are a long way to go. The Tri-Cities needs a covered skate park, said Mate, whose kids went to Lair on a regular basis. This was just dropped on us a month ago. The Lair Indoor Skate Park was safe and well supervised, he said, and his kids loved the place. Luckily, the weather is improving, so kids can go to Railside Skate Park in Port Coquitlam. Mate believes skateboarding is a sport of discipline, and trial and error that deserves more recognition. A covered space with some rails and ramps would go a long way to making recreational sports more inclusive in the community. If we didn't have an indoor place to play lacrosse and hockey, we wouldn't have played it, added Mate. Indoor skate park needed, advocate says. Another proponent of indoor skate parks is motivational speaker and professional skateboarder Dave Johnson, who was recently at Dr. Charles Best Secondary in Coquitlam demonstrating his skills. Johnson has spoken to several municipal councils about the need for an indoor skate park and posted a video about it on YouTube. Mate hopes the idea catches on as he looks for places further afield for his sons to enjoy the engaging sport. Meanwhile, the closure of the Lair Indoor Skate Park this weekend will once again put skate, skateboard and scootering enthusiasts back out into the elements. A manager at the Lair Indoor Skate Park, who is also a professional scooter rider who posts tricks on TikTok and YouTube, said the venture had a lot of high costs. Alex DiStefano said working at Lair was a dream job, which allowed him to encourage youth in the sport he loves as well as ensuring youngsters have a safe place to skate. To mark the closure of the business, there will be a final send-off at Lair this Saturday, April 29, from 6 to 9 p.m. According to a social media post, Lair Pro Shop has teamed up with Steelhead Speed Shop to put on the party, with games, contests, food and drinks for $21 entry. A waiver is required to participate, which can be found on Lair's website. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Lair Pro Shop, at Lair Pro Shop.